Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's strange, Dean, to go back to the original sort of part of this conversation of whether he is a good deal maker. I mean, in a way, it seems like the president is kind of getting what he wanted 40 days ago when all this started. He was out there saying that, oh, this is all about Democrats trying to give health care to illegal immigrants. He just said that to reporters moments ago, repeated that refrain. The Democrats had actually very successfully pushed back against. Then there's all this energy. In the wake of the election on Tuesday, the president made remarks saying basically, wow, Republicans are being harmed by all of this, acknowledging that he was on his back foot. And now here he is winning again. How did he do it?
The Democrats, I don't understand how a Democratic senator goes, wow, we won really big. Let me cave now. I don't understand. That makes no sense to me.
Well, maybe to Anthony's point, if they were cynical, like if we wanted just to hold this out until we get through the election.
So that's MSNBC. They're not really handling this moment very well. They're not really, well, maybe they're handling it well. They just don't love what the Democrats are doing. And when MSNBC is struggling with what the Democrats are doing specifically on something as big as the shutdown, there might be a little bit of trouble in paradise. Well, let's get to the bottom of what actually is happening amidst this shutdown. Is the shutdown over right now? Where are we at? Let's bring Ryan Schmelz back on the show with us, the man with the news from the place, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Ryan, welcome back.
Always great to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So give us the understanding of what transpired over the weekend and where we are right now with the government shutdown.
Right. So what transpired over the weekend is that you had a group of Republicans and Democrats come to an agreement on a deal that would extend government funding until January, late January. Then you would also have a guaranteed vote on the Affordable Care Act tax credits sometime in December. You'd also have three of the what they call minibus bills or the appropriations bills that will be voted on as a package. And then ultimately, the Senate's going to vote on that. They've cleared the major procedural hurdle, getting 60 votes, the exact number that they needed to pass that legislation or break the filibuster on that legislation. And now it's going to go back to the House when they get done with final passage, which is expected to happen either tonight, tomorrow, or by Wednesday.
Okay, so you're saying that the final passage in the House, that's the dates that you just gave there, through Wednesday, that would happen?
Yes, final passage in the Senate likely either tonight or tomorrow, and then we're looking at possibly a vote in the House on Wednesday. Speaker Johnson, on a call, according to our sources, has told members to be ready for a vote possibly Wednesday, but I think there are some people who are holding their breath saying, well, we'll see that when we believe that.
Does the president have to sign the CR then?
He does. Yes, he does. So it's going to be a new deal. There will be some parts that are funded all the way through next fiscal year. So the president hasn't really given any indication that he has an issue with this. There are some concessions in here for Democrats. But as you've seen by the reactions, it seemed like the ones who are the most frustrated by this are the House and some Senate Democrats who feel like this was a cave on the part of the eight Democrats who voted with all but one Republican.
So We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz right now from Capitol Hill. Correct me, fill in the gaps here where I don't have all of the information to present. So the Democrats have been holding out. They, especially the big issue seemed to be that the Affordable Care Act subsidies that were in play, that were made to sunset by the Democrats, they're the ones who put the timeline on it, and the sunsetting subsidies that are going to go away, they need to extend those because healthcare is going to go way up for American people because the Democrat subsidies on the Affordable Health Care Act, we're going to sunset. They were saying we need to have something done on this. Is the CR a clean CR that they're going to vote on right now? Is there any sort of concession that the Republicans have made with the CR? Or was the concession made in, we're going to pass a clean CR, and what we agree to is have these types of discussions during the appropriations negotiations?
Well, the main concession here, Annie, looks like that they are going to bring back all the federal workers who were fired by the Trump administration during the shutdown and give them back pay. The other concession was that they're going to have a vote in December at some point on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. There's no guarantee that that's going to pass. And that's why you see some of the progressive wing of the party really frustrated by this passing, because they feel that they did not get any true concessions or they didn't get any major victories. Though you could say that the ones who voted for this bill from the start and were voting with Republicans, those three Democrats who were joined by five other ones last night, they can go out and say, well, wait a minute, you know, before all we were doing was just extending government funding until November. Now we're extending Biden-era spending levels all the way to January, and we've got a vote on the Affordable Care Act tax credits, which we did not have before. So there's a lot of different ways people are spinning this, but you can't ignore the fact that the progressive wing of the party is yet again angry at Chuck Schumer, and those questions are going to start to heat up.
That was my next question, Ryan Schmelz. You almost took it right out of my mouth. How's Senator Schumer doing?
Well, he was frustrated just like most Democrats were yesterday. He was a no on the package, but he's taken a good portion of the heat. You just saw, I just saw a clip of the ladies of The View ripping on Chuck Schumer. You saw Congressman Ro Khanna of California calling for Chuck Schumer to be removed. You've seen Hakeem Jeffries come out in defense of him and not jump on that same ship. But, you know, the eight Democrats who voted with the Republicans yesterday are taking a lot of heat. And Leader Schumer, despite the fact that he voted no, is also taking a lot of heat as well.
So Ryan Schmelz speaking with us right now from Capitol Hill. He's the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Is there some sort of consistency, similarity between these Democrats who now, post last Tuesday's election, decided to come in and give in a lot on what Chuck Schumer was holding back? They've decided to work with the Republicans to get the government back open again. What kind of similarities do these senators that are on the Democrat side of the aisle have in common that made them go in this direction?
Well, some of them are retiring. You have Dick Durbin, who is the number two Senate Democrat. He is retiring at the end of his term. That's coming up next year. You have Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire, who's also retiring at the end of next year. There's a couple of them who are in swing states like Nevada. Both Nevada senators voted in favor of the bill. So there's some similarities here and there. And I should probably point out, too, Tim Kaine from Virginia was a part of this. Remember, he has a lot of federal workers in his state, maybe one of the most federally occupied states in terms of the workforce there. So, you know, he wanted to get a lot of his workers their jobs back and get them their back pay. He ultimately is accomplishing that goal. So they all have different reasons for doing it, but ultimately this is what they thought was the best move, and they feel like they got a good deal. But on the other hand, the progressive wing thinks very differently about this, and that's why you're seeing such heavy backlash.
Ryan, this is Ryan. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm hearing you wrong when you say this, but it sounds like this is a clean CR, so it funds the government again through, I guess, the end of January. Does that mean that once they fund this, they pass this, they just get right back to negotiating so this doesn't happen again in January?
In many ways, yes. What they want to do is they want to pass the 12 appropriations bills and get back to what Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune are calling regular order. It's been a long time since Congress was able to pass all 12 appropriations bills. What's a part of this package is actually three of them. So government agencies like the VA, the military construction projects that have been discussed for the next fiscal year. Those are going to be funded all the way through the end of next September, thus making another government shutdown down the road a little less of a problem because you'll have certain agencies that are fully funded. And there's other agencies they could get done with funding in between now and next January. Think if they got the Department of Transportation and the FAA funded, then we wouldn't have to worry about air traffic controllers and potential backups at airports if we hit another government shutdown. Or if they got the defense bill done, you wouldn't have to worry about troops going without pay if we hit another government shutdown. So that is the goal, to get all those agencies funded, or get as many of them funded between now and January.
Ryan Schmelz, last question before we let you go. If we're going to open the government, you said maybe a House vote on Wednesday. I'm sure the president would get to sign it as quickly as possible. When will these missed paychecks start showing up for people who are listening right now who have been working without a paycheck or not working at all? When is air traffic back to normal? How quickly do these things snap back to reality?
I think that's to be determined. I know with air travel, President Trump has kind of seen that this is heading towards a conclusion and has actually put on Truth Social telling air traffic controllers and TSA agents to get back to work now. So that's an indication that he feels that they should be getting their paychecks relatively soon. An exact date, I'm not sure of, but it should be within, you know, I think the hope is it's within a week.
All right. Well, Ryan Schmelz, thank you for always taking our phone calls. We appreciate you coming on here and giving us the latest straight from the source. Thanks for being with us today.
Have a good one, Annie. Thank you.
You as well. Bye-bye. Ryan Schmelz is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. That answer your questions?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yes, I would say it answered all of them.
Yeah, he's thorough.
Well, it was a perfect placement to have him right now on Monday morning after this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like we knew when the government was going to reopen. What if we did? We'd be like those MLB pitchers that are being investigated by the FBI. Did you hear about that this weekend?
No.
The betting thing is now in baseball.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't have the exact numbers on it. This is a story I saw, and I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. And I'm asking myself, like, what is real anywhere? Like, you know, reality TV isn't real, but how much of the NBA was rigged?
So this is betting on the sport, or this is more
Cleveland Guardians. Just you can bet on everything. And when there are a couple pitchers from the Cleveland Guardians, we can talk about it in a little more detail later. But it's like if everything is subjected to gambling in the way it can be right now, it's just like, can anything really be real? Then go one step further, something that's infuriating. We could talk a little bit later about Nancy Pelosi's ability to play the stock market. which is way worse. I wish people would be as mad about that as they are about the NBA and the MLB. Like, that's she's got power because of us.
Yeah, speaking of insider baseball.
Give me a break, exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. Go vote in the poll. Is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? Democrats, Republicans, Trump, or no one? Vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back. That I'm
proud to be an Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.